The scholars of that era, they were people of extreme simplicity. No one ever thought that he is the best. So when the letter was read at the great worshipper of the Haramain, he just cried, and he cried, and he cried. And he said, indeed my brother has spoken the truth. All of them understood that what they're doing is nothing compared to somebody else. But the hadith was very clear that the hump of the camel is jihad fi sabilillah. That there's nothing higher than that. That is the peak of the entire matter. Those people who are at the moment in the world involved in this great khidmat of deen, it is on their barakah, inshallah, that you will see the flags of Islam going very, very high. Lives are being given. But the unique thing in this year is where the enemy seeks the death of a person. Where the enemy seeks the death. And they become so happy if they kill one believer. The amazing thing in this jihad fi sabilillah is the mujahid also is looking for his death. He is also looking for his death. So when the enemy say, I got you, the mujahid say, I was waiting so long for you. So long. It's an amazing thing. He doesn't lose. If he gets out and is not killed, everyone is happy you got saved. But sometimes that very mujahid at night goes on the musalla and he says, oh Allah, why you never let me go? Everybody else says, so lucky he got saved. It's a unique feel, this jihad fi sabilillah. That death is not the end, it's only the beginning. Every one martyr gives rise to another entire empire. One martyr. The surah we are discussing is Suratul Ma'arij. In the surah, mention is made of how the angels and how a ruh can have many meanings. One is Jibreel alayhi salam. So the angels and the main angel, ta'arujul malaikatu wa ruh, how they all go up to Almighty Allah. Fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu 50,000 sana. In a day, it means in a period, that if that person had to be told, how long will your distance from here to where they're going, takes a normal person, he would say it would be a journey of 50,000 years. But the angels, they just make their journey like that. This is the beginning of the surah, to say that you might think life is very long, and you might think decisions are taking very long. Allah Ta'ala says, if you have to know what's happening, those angels are making journeys so far in a period that if you had to make one journey, it would have taken 50,000 years. But by Almighty Allah, that angel, when Allah says come, the angel is by Allah. When Allah says go, the angel is gone. Meaning by Almighty Allah, time and your time, it's a world of difference. Now you look at the beginning of the surah. Sa'ala sa'il bi'adhabi waqi'. A man is asking the question, that when will the punishment happen? When will the punishment happen? Sometimes we look at the zalims on this world, oppressors, and we say, when will the help of Allah come? Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala answers, lil kafirin, for the disbelievers, laysa lahu dafi', there will be no one to push the punishment away. Meaning it's going to come. You might think it's very long, by Almighty Allah, a journey of 50,000 years happens like that. By Almighty Allah, time is something else. But it's going to happen. Until that day, fasbir sabran jameela, you will have to be patient. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida, they think it's very long, very far. Wanarahu qariba, we see it very close. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. They see it so far, we see it very close. The victory of Islam is close. The raising of the flags is close. Our death is very, very close. Qiyamah is very, very, very close. When it starts happening, people will never say, I was waiting so long for it. Those people who oppress today will cry tomorrow. The one who is oppressed today, when the angel will ask them tomorrow, do you remember any difficulty? They will say, Wallahi, we cannot remember any difficulty in the world. How things will change. So the beginning of the surah, إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. It will be a day where the sky will become كَالْمُهُل. Muhul means when you put oil in the pot, and now when it starts getting red, that oil at the bottom, a day will come where the sky will become that red color. That is just getting red, 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 and then the whole thing will open up. That's when Qiyamah will start. They will be looking at the sky after standing from the graves. And then you will see the entire sky turning color. And it becomes like that boiling red. And that is when the sky will burst open. And then that creation of Almighty Allah will bring the arsh of Almighty Allah in front of the entire world. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهِنِ. And mountains on that day will be like cotton wool. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. Hamim means a hot friend. Hamim means hot water, boiling water. A very strong friend, you call him, you my Hamim. Meaning the relationship between me and you is hot. Says on that day a Hamim, he is not even going to ask his Hamim for any help. It's like in this world where you know no one got. So you see that man who always had time for you. But on that day, you know, even if I walk to him, he's just going to walk away. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. يُبَصَّرُونَهُمْ. They will be made to see each other. يُبَصَّر. They will be made to see. Allah will show this friend, that friend. He'll show them. They'll come in the same line and they'll turn and walk the other way. Each one. You'll see the other man. Each one will say, I got no chance to help him. Rather, if I can say, Allah, punish him. Just so I can come out straight. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمِ. Mujrim is the criminal. The criminal will be desirous. لَوْ يَفْتَدِي. If only he can pay a ransom from the عذاب of that day. What will he want to pay? بِبَنِي. Bani means his own son. That son for who he gave his life. On that day, if he has to throw his son into the fire, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ. صَاحِبَ, his spouse, wife, his brother, وَفَصِيلَتِهِ, his tribe who always protected him, وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He'll be ready to give whoever is in the lands, ثُمَّ يُنْجِيهِ, just so that they can then save him. Meaning I'll put everyone in the fire just so that I can get saved. Kalla. Too late. Innaha lava. This is a burning fire. Nazza'atan lishawa. It's going to pull your skin off your body. Tad'u man adbara wa tawalla. This fire will call. So it is this part here that we are now going to discuss. This was the beginning of the surah where Allah Tabarakala brings it to this point. Again, what it is, a man asks, when is Qiyamah going to take place? The answer is, don't worry about time. Allah's angels are making journeys of 50,000 years. And Allah is making it happen. So you don't worry of time, you make sabr. They think it's going to be after very long, we know it's very short. On that day, people will say, I wish I can give the whole world in ransom, too late. Now you have to picture this. This is the scene of Qiyamah. The fire of Jahannam, Tad'u, will start calling. And you have to hear it. When Quran is read, you have to hear the call. It comes in the narrations that the fire will say, Ey Munafiq! O hypocrite! Come to me, come to me! And people will hear it. It might take a man's name. Come to me! First you'll just hear that sound moving. O liar! Then he'll give a person's name. But then the scary part where like a neck will come out of the fire. And that neck will start now looking. And then like how you have a person like a bird coming and it picks at a seed and the seed can't run. For example, you got a small animal and you get a cheetah. You will see a cheetah when it catches its prey, it doesn't eat it. It gives it one smack and then the prey runs again. Then the cheetah just runs behind it because it knows now you're mine. Then again it grabs it, it wants to enjoy the game. So again it gives that small deer one smack. And then the small deer starts running. And then the cheetah just goes behind it, hits its leg, it falls to the ground. You have to see that, you say, just eat that thing up, please eat it. But the cheetah is not going, you say, it took so long to catch the thing. Then I'm just going to eat it like that. Just that, smack it. Let it run, catch it. Allah Ta'ala created in the animal world lessons. When you see that it's not just wow, entertaining, or you're some tourists. Amazing, tourists go, when they go, they tell the person, I want to see the hunt. I want to see the hunt, show me the hunt. Then when they find the hunt, the same tourist, I can't see this, I can't see this, close eyes. So far they went. For a believer, you take lesson. That the fire of Jahannam's neck will come out. And it will go to a person and just lift him up. Quran speaks about disbelievers. Because we have mentioned this many times. In Quran there is no in-between group. It is, I will describe to you what happens to the disbelievers. Let it not happen to you, O believer. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, many believers will be in the fire. That fire, neck will come out. Tad'u, who is Jahannam going to be calling? Man adbara, the one who showed his dubur. Dubur means his back. The one who showed his back to deen, to the command of Allah. Watawalla, who just turned. He wasn't interested in deen because he had some other interest. What was his other interest? Wajama'a fa'u'a. His job in life was to gather and to hoard. To gather and to hoard. More money, count it again. More money, count it again. Just to make it more, more, more. On that day, Jahannam will call him. Jahannam will call him. Now why will a man gather and hoard, gather and hoard, gather and hoard? Allah Ta'ala says, we made man like that. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Man has been created with this quality. هَلُوع means exactly what comes after this. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. That whenever times are hard, when problems hit him, you see him very uneasy. He comes, he says, give me one ta'weez, give me one wazifa. He's just uneasy. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرِ. And then life changes. Good times come. Then you don't see him at all. Manu'. Manu' means now he wants to hold the money. He is scared that that Murana who gave him the ta'weez will say, can I get half your wealth? So now he don't come again. He's gone now. Now manu'. Amazing it is. A man who never had. And then Allah Ta'ala opens up for him. You would have thought he'll feel the poverty of the poor person. Because once upon a time, he was the poor man. But it doesn't work like that. As soon as he gets, he forgets the poverty of the poor. He forgets it. In the narration we did, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu's brother's son, meaning his nephew, he says, I stayed in the company of the wealthy and I did not find a man more uneasy than myself. He said, I would now see a conveyance, like a car, for them it was an animal, and it was always better than my animal. I would see clothing, it was always better than my clothing. I would see a house, always better than my house. He says, then I moved to the area of the poor people. And immediately I found myself happy. Immediately I found myself happy. Man's nature is, he'll make a lot of promises. That if I get, oh Allah, if you give me, I will give charity. Man is told, give charity of what you got. Don't make promises to Allah, one day I'll give. Because if you can't give 1 rand from 10 rand, you're not going to give 100 rand from 1,000 rand. Man is told, you got little, give a little. Don't make promises to Allah, because it doesn't happen. Quran says that that man who made a promise, ahadallah, he made a mu'ahada, pact with Allah, لَإِنْ آتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, that if he has to give us from his kindness, لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ, then we will give so much of charity. We will give so much of charity. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, but when Allah gave him from his kindness, بَخِلُوا بِهِ, then they became stingy. Then they turned. Then they forgot. فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا, Allah said, we showed them as hypocrites in the world. That one day I'll do it. Man's nature is one day no one does it. Never ever make promises, if you give me, I'll give. Because that is a promise to Allah which is very hard to live up to. It's easier to give 1 rand from 10 rand. Actually, it's easy to give 10 rand from 10 rand. It's easy to give 1 rand from 10 rand, 10 rand from 10 rand. But it's very hard to give 10 million from 10 million. Saw the difference. You see a poor man. He got 10 rand. And then he sees someone in need. 10 rand is not going to buy him anything. And he sees that man crying. He goes to that man and he says, why are you crying? He says, I got no food. He says, yeah, take 10 rand. He gave everything away, because 10 rand is 10 rand. But if that same man gets 10 million, and then he goes to someone crying, you think he's going to tell him, take my 10 million? Never do it. It's easy, the imtihan, when it's small. A man is sitting by the Kaaba, and he's making dua to Almighty Allah. He got one major operation happening, meaning one contract has to go through. Millions, you're talking about, millions. Already his son told him, daddy, we're sitting down, make dua, it goes through, make dua. Then this sort, and this will get sorted. He's sitting, oh Allah, please, oh Allah, please, oh Allah, please. This is a 20 billion contract. Next to him by the Kaaba, another man is saying, oh Allah, oh Allah, what will I eat for tonight? Oh Allah, what will I eat for tonight? This man now, he's saying, I'm talking about my billions. He's talking about his roti for the night. Again he starts, oh Allah, my contract. That man says, oh Allah, my roti. Oh Allah, my contract. Then the rich man gets angry, isn't it? And the rich man says, hey uncle, what you want, roti? Yes, 20 riyals, go, go, go. I'm busy here with Allah, you interrupting here. Let's go with you. 20 billion is a big thing. You can give 200 riyals also in sadaqah. But when Allah gives 20 billion, and He says, you ask, you ask, you ask, let me put a zakat amount with it. 2.5%. And then at the end of the year, when the man calculates, and he just times divided by 40. He says, 40? 40 is a big number. Why 40? He said, are you sure 2.5% is 40? He said, I'm telling you it's 40. Divided by 40. He says, whoa, that's a big amount, that. So much I have to give, like, so much. Then he says, no way you can make a plan for me.
But when he gave that man 20 riyals, like one shot, just go, go. I got to deal with Allah. Go you. But when the big amounts have to become. So never make promises to Allah of big amounts. Rather give when you got small amounts. Give whatever you can give. Man's nature is when he gets jama'ah, he just now wants to gather. He just wants to make it more. He wants to count it again, count it again, count it again. It's the same amount. It's got more. Why isn't it got more? Allah Ta'ala says, that's man. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ says, the only people who we found who don't have this quality is a man who reads his salah properly. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ This is where we needed to reach in the surah. And Allah says, the musalli, he is not going to be like that. The musalli. Illa al-musalli. Now me and you are all musallis. When we will read this verse, illa al-musalli. A sahabi radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion gave out. He gave, he distributed. But he gave some people and he never gave some. So some of those who never received became a little irritated. And they said, what's happening here? Like, those ones only accepted Islam now. And they're getting so much. And we were the ones who made so much of sabr. So the news reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He comes out to give a khutbah. He says, you know, sometimes I give certain people because I see in their iman weakness. Because I see in their iman weakness. So I understand at least if I give them something, the devil won't pull them away. Just give them. He said, and there are other people who are so close and dear to me. But because of their solid iman, I hand them over to Almighty Allah. And I see no need to give them of this world. And then he says, amongst them, and he takes the name of a sahabi. Amongst them is so and so. Now normally what you're saying, that means you, I'm going to give you nothing. But how he said it? He said, the man I find his iman solid, I hand him over to Allah. That sahabi would say later on, even if people have to bring for me red camels was the most expensive. Even if they had to bring red camels now in front of me, and say that that one sentence Allah's Nabi said for you, give us that sentence. He said, I will never give the sentence to anyone. That my Nabi took my name and he said, you different. Like, even if it meant I'm not going to give you anything. Like this Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ That the man of salah, he don't behave like this. That the man of salah, he don't behave like this. When you read salah now, you get shy. That if I behave like this, then my Allah already said, no, you don't behave like this. You're not like this. You are not a man that when you get, you hoard. When difficulties come, we find you uneasy. When goodness comes, we find you like just stingy and gone. He said, you're not like, you are musalli. You are different. When you will read salah, think of this. That how my Allah praised me, I'm a musalli. He said, you are not like this. And then look to see what are we. And if we're finding ourselves that we are like this, and my Allah is saying you're not like this, then immediately say, maybe I'm not reading salah. And then grab tighter your hands and say, at least let me read one salah. Because a musalli will not be like this. A musalli. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us true musallis. The end of the surah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, so there's going to be two groups of people. One is the one who will say, when the punishment is coming, when the punishment is coming, tell them it's around the corner. And there will be the one who is totally different from everyone else. He's the musalli. As for the one who is mocking and saying, when is the punishment coming? Fadharuhum. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, leave them. يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا Leave them in their play and in their drowning in amusements. in their mocking, in their fighting, in their arguing, in their trying to defeat Islam, hatta yulaqu, until they will reach their day which they were promised. A day when they will come out min al ajdath, from their graves. Sira'an, they will come out running. Quran wants you to picture this. It will be a rain. It will fall on the graves, like how rain falls on dead land. And you will just see as the rain drops, the graves will start opening up. Like how flowers open. But here, buds are not coming out. You're going to see a person looking up. One person will be shining, and one person will be like skeleton. One will be saying, I waited so long. هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ. And the other one will say, Man, who woke us up? Man, بَعَثَنَا مِن مَرْقَدِنَا. Who woke us up from our sleep? You have to see it. When you will see them coming out from their graves quickly, كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبْ يُوفِدُونَ. As though they are running to a certain target. Nusub, something erected. And they can just see that and they're not seeing anything else. You just see them running, running, running. No one knows what's happening. خَاشِعَةً أَبْصَارُهُمْ. Their eyes will be, their gazes will be low. تَرْهَقُهُمْ ذِلَّ. Disgrace will be covering them. This is the day which they were promised. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ الَّذِي كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. On that day, may Allah tabarak ta'ala make me and you are al-musalleen. The people of salah, different from everyone else. When difficulties come, they become solid in their iman. And when ease come, they become solid in their shukr. When difficulties come, they become solid in their iman. We mentioned today in class that whenever jihad fi sabilillah took place, a mujahid after the victory, he doesn't behave like a normal person after he graduated from school and university. A person makes hardly any effort in school and university. Sometimes he even buys the paper. So he knows that I'm not supposed to pass. But still he'll have a party when he passes. He already knew he's passing before and he paid the money. But just for the thing, I have to have a party now. I made it, I made it. But once he makes it, the next day he behaves as though he never called unto Allah when he needed help. As for a person who sacrifices and then he sees victory, you will see that person, the world doesn't change him. He doesn't jump up and down and show, we made it, we made it. A mujahid, as I mentioned, is different. When you will meet him, the first thing he will say is, Allah accepted my brothers for Jannah, and Allah left me behind. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would say, Minhum Mus'ab ibn Umair, that there were those amongst us who had nothing, and when they died with nothing. He said, amongst them was Mus'ab bin Umair. When we went to cover him in his, with his coffin, even the coffin was too small for his body. He said, if we used to cover the head, then the feet was exposed. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, put some leaves on the feet. Put some leaves. He says, we are now seeing our fruits. We're plucking it. We're seeing victory. He said, but our brother Mus'ab ibn Umair, he saw nothing of this world. That's how a person speaks. When difficulties come, they become solid in their iman. And when ease comes, they cry. When ease comes, they cry. So they say, am I not using up tayyibat, my goodness in this world, leaving nothing for the hereafter? That's a musalli. Difficult times come, they do not become uneasy. They understand the exam has started. And when ease comes, they remember the exam is on. This is a musalli. From the beginning of the salah, till the end of the salah, he remembers, I'm in salah. In the salah, while standing, it's difficult. Especially if the imam is reading long. Your legs start paining. And that imam said, it's only going to be one. Sometimes we have those imams who say we'll make the Quran khatam in one night. But now you ask him, okay, how much in each para? He says about two in each rakat, two paras a rakat. But when that imam starts, he forgets his promises. Because he's enjoying, as he's carrying on, he forgets that he's supposed to read 20 rakats. He says, tonight we'll read two rakats. First rakat we'll read 29 and a half paras. Now he starts. Now the leg is paining. But he's in salah, isn't it? He scratches a little bit. He already said Allahu Akbar. Once you said Allahu Akbar, you got one of two choices. Break your salah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, I joined Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. And he read. He said, I'm telling myself he's going to make ruku just now. That's where he's going to make the ruku. But he passes that part. So I say, okay, he'll make the ruku now at the end of the surah. And he goes past it now. Now he says, finally I began thinking something which wasn't nice. Someone asked him, what were you thinking? He said, I actually started thinking of breaking the salah. I couldn't manage anymore. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read, and like the legs will swell. Remember, when our people do it, it's a one night tarawih. So before that, they take the red bull, they take this bull and that bull. Now they're ready for it. But when a sahabi is doing it, whole day he's working in the farm. Whole day. But at night when he comes home tired, Allah's Nabi is reading, he joins. He said, I actually started thinking I'm going to break it. When a man says, Allahu Akbar now, and you're reading, you already started. Now even if it's hard, you'll have to shift like this, like that. You'll have to move your legs, you'll have to move your body, move it that way. Even if it needs to sit, but he keeps his hands to say, I'm in salah. That is to teach a man, once you said, La ilaha illallah, there's no coming out of it. You're inside it now. There will be some times where you're standing and it's getting a little hard, but don't worry, ruku will come just now. When the imam says, Allah, and you go in ruku also. Now you're making dua, imam sahab, just relax in ruku for a while, read your tasbihat. My legs need little, but when you go in sajda, you say, this is the best. Then you carry on making dua in sajda, I need rest. Sometimes it gets easy, but you always remember, I am in salah. Finally he sits also, but you still in salah. Thus illa al-musallin. That the musalli, he learns one thing in life. Once I said, Allahu Akbar, I surrendered to Allah. Until I make salam, no matter what condition comes in my life, I'm going to remain in salah. And in salah, the main thing is calm. Illa al-musalli. Once I submitted to Allah, ease comes. I'm in salah, but the imtihan is still on, the salah is on. Someone speaks to me, I'm sitting. I'm almost finished. I'll answer you once I'm finished. I'm almost finished. You'll get your answer. They say, when are we going to enjoy ourselves in life? Say, as soon as I make salam from this world, me and you will enjoy a lot in life. I just need to make the salam. Before I make the salam, I came so far. Must I spoil my salah right now and talk to you? So I just have to make that salam. This is a musalli. He only reads two rakats, but he need two rakats, he learns one lesson. After I said, Allahu Akbar for Allah, tell the salam, I'm Allah's. Tell the salam. Easy conditions, difficult conditions, in whichever condition my body moves. Sometimes I'm listening to the imam, beautiful Quran. Sometimes I'm making Allah dhikr. Sometimes I'm making dua and begging him in sajda. Sometimes I'm praising Rasul. Whatever condition I am, but I am in salah. I am in salah. And till my salam, I will remain remembering I'm in my salah. I'll be calm and I'll understand I'm under Allah's command. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all true musallis. We'll have him read from Sa'al Sa'il bi'adhabi waqi' until وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ وَنُيَدَوَدْ إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. All of us will make dua that, O Allah, make us from the true musallis.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن ولا يسأل حميم حميما يبصرونهم يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه كلا إنها لظى نزاعة للشوى تدعو من أدبر وتولى وجمع فأوعى إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مسه الشر جزوعا وإذا مسه الخير منوعا إلا المصلين الذين هم على صلاتهم دائمون
صدق الله العظيم اسمه ذكر الله In making the dhikr of Almighty Allah, we are going to be reminding our heart that it is only Allah, it is only Allah, it is only Allah. For me there is no friend except Allah. La ilaha illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 نبي نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام Allah Tabarakatala ordered him to build a boat. Allah Tabarakatala said, and that boat will be bi'a'yunina. That will be under our eye. Now when the floods came, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam told his one son, who was not ready to come onto the boat, Ya bunay yarkab ma'ana. Oh my beloved son, you better get on this boat with us. Wala takum. He said, don't be with the kafirs. قَالَ سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلْ So the ignorant son, he never understood that the only place of refuge is by Allah. He said, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلْ I will go to the high mountain. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا It will protect me from the waters. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ The answer was that today no one can protect from the command of Allah except on who Allah's mercy falls, he's going to be protected. That ignorant son, he drowned. The ignorant son drowned.
Now me and you will tell our heart. Our heart is that ignorant son. And we have been told that if you want to find salvation, you'll have to get onto the boat of Allah. On that boat, Allah's nazar has fallen, the oceans, the floods of this world. They are not going to take that boat down. But the ignorant son. So we are going to go to our heart, that's the ignorant son, and say, oh, our heart, la ilaha, there's no place for you to run to now, illallah. And if the heart has to say, no, I'll run to the mountains, I'll run to the village, I'll run to my house, I'll run to my fort, I'll run to my wealth, then again we're going to say to it, la ilaha, illallah, that there's no place to run, there's no place to run. In that we are telling the heart, before you drown in the floods, before you drown, don't be like the ignorant son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. You also get onto the boat. La ilaha, there is no refuge illallah except by Allah. There is no refuge except by Allah. There is no refuge except by Allah. La ilaha illallah. 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 If the heart now has to ask that I am ready to get onto the boat, so what's the code word? What word is needed to open up the door for me to enter? So now we're going to tell the heart that word is Allah. That word is Allah. As long as you get to the boat and you are saying Allah, everything will happen.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah.
Happen, the heart comes right to the boat, right to the boat. And because of the attractions of the world, just when it needs it, it forgets Allah. So again, we'll remind the heart that that word is Allah, don't forget it. The word is Allah, don't forget it.
Allah, 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 Allah.
بالعالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وموسى رحيم الله موسى كريم الله الله make every one of us a true مصلي of your deen. Allah make every one of us a true مصلي in your deen. Allah bless us with the qualities which make us beloved to you. Allah protect us from those qualities which push us away from you. Allah in your kindness bless us with shahadat fi sabilik. Allah in your kindness bless us with shahada fi sabilik. Allah in your kindness bless us with shahada fi sabilik. Allah as long as we live, let us live in your happiness. Allah as long as we live, let us live in your happiness. Let us never be slaves of this world.
Allah, let us never be slaves of this world. Allah, make us your true slave. Allah, make us your true slave. Allah, make us your true slave. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.